Chapter 1 Playing Dumb. We touched down in the Adventurer's District. It must have been 10 or 15 minutes since we took off. Phew, I exhaled. I'd practiced this a bunch, so I rarely botched a landing when coming down from a magic leap anymore. No broken legs from the impact this time. It might have only been 15 minutes in the air, but since Zenith's disappearance, several hours had already passed. I needed to find her quickly. As impatient as I was to get going, we needed to think this through. When I'd returned to Cliff's house, Zenith was gone. Apparently, Geese had taken her on a walk. I'd thought she'd surely be back before long, but there was still no sign of her, even as night crept up on us. Geese might have been an S-ranked adventurer, but he was no good in a fight, and he was a demon besides. Everyone knew how demon folk were treated in the holy country of Melus. Because he could pass for beast folk, Geese avoided some of the abuse, but it was possible the city guard had gotten the wrong idea and arrested him for kidnapping a mentally impaired woman. I also didn't want to think about what the Latria family would do if they heard that Zenith was off with a demon. Claire Latria, that old bat, wanted to force Zenith to get married in her current state. Who knew what that woman was capable of? I needed to get Zenith in my sight and under my protection as soon as possible.
Let's get going, Aisha.
Well, wait a sec, big brother,
Aisha replied. She sank to the ground, her legs shaking so badly that her knees knocked together. She seemed to be too weak to stand.
There's no time, come on, I said.
Okay, but can we at least walk on the ground?
Ah, so Aisha didn't like heights. That was my bad. I seemed to be surrounded by people who were bad with heights. Sylphie was terrified of high places, and I wasn't that keen on them myself. I bet Eris liked them, though. Ugh, now wasn't the time to be thinking about that.
If we run along the ground, we'll cause a traffic accident, I said. Come on, let's go find Zenith.
Right now we had to think about searching for Zenith, or for Geese, who was with her. I couldn't leave her alone in her current condition.
But I can't walk.
Fine, I'll give you a piggyback ride.
You're not gonna fly?
I won't, I said, as I hoisted Aisha up off the ground onto my back.
Now to begin the investigation. The Adventurer's District was big, though. Where to start?
How about checking the taverns, big brother? It's dinner time. Maybe they went out to eat somewhere.
Oh, good idea.
I followed Aisha's suggestion, and we jogged along, peering into the taverns that lined the street as we hunted for Zenith or Geese. Everywhere was packed with the dinner crowd, but I didn't have to go inspecting every customer like an idiot. By limiting our questioning to staff, we could cut down the time spent at each location. I was sure someone would have seen them. A woman with a vacant stare accompanied by a monkey-faced demon wouldn't be easily forgotten. Though it had been dark for a while now, the Adventurer's District was still crammed full of people. Adventurers back from a quest and clutching their prizes, and the merchants they bargained with. Adventurers done with a job and looking for a meal, and the bar and innkeepers calling out to them. I heard a few fights going on, too. Perhaps because of the time, there weren't any carriages passing, so it was unlikely that Zenith had gone wandering and gotten pulled under the wheels of one. That, at least, was a relief.
Monkey-faced? You must mean Geese. Yeah, I saw him over at the Dappled Light Tavern.
At the third tavern, I got a lead. Geese had been in this country a fair while now, and knowing him, his reputation preceded him.
Did he have a woman with him?
I asked.
A woman? Dunno about that, said the barkeep, frowning.
I figured I might as well go and see for myself. I asked him the address, then pressed a copper coin into his hand with a word of thanks before hurrying off to the Dappled Light Tavern. I had a real bad feeling.